with our Bible readings from the book of Exodus, but every little morsel here, I want you to understand this again. I want to emphasize it and re-emphasize it and re-emphasize it till you know what I'm going to say before I say it. Because this is very important. The tabernacle portrays Jesus Christ and all of his priestly work, his sacrifice, his birth into the world, the miracles that he was going to perform, his death, burial, and resurrection is all in this tabernacle right here. All in the tabernacle. I want to show you something as we go here. I get my little pointer out just a moment. Maybe, maybe not. As I show this to you, here we have the fence out here. This fence, if you can see that, that represents the purity of Christ into this world. He came in pure, sinless. And then here we have this gate here where you walk in. This is Christ's sacrifice right here. Before he could get back into heaven, he had to go in, he had to sacrifice his body. Okay, he died on the cross of Calvary. Number two, Jesus was baptized. He came into the world, he declared who he was, God declared who he was baptized. But before he could go back to heaven, and this here is a Kadesh, that's the holy place, Kadesh. This is the Kadesh HaKadoshim. Right over there is the Holy of Holies. The Holy of Holies is a type of heaven itself. Now when Jesus went into here, these pillars are standing on brass sockets. Brass is judgment. Before Jesus could ever go back into heaven, he had to reach, have the judgment of the cross, the judgment, the sacrifice that Christ made before he could go back to heaven was on the cross of Calvary, and that those pillars there that are standing there, five is the number of grace. And they were standing on brass pillars. Brass is judgment. Then in here we have the table of showbread. We have the altar of incense. We have the candlestick. He said, I am the light of the world. He took the Lord's Supper with his disciples, his church, before the night before he was crucified. And of course, by Christ Jesus only can we have access to heaven. And there is the altar of incense, and then when you walk in here, that is the Ark of the Covenant. His blood was typically put there on the mercy seat from the cross of Calvary. In here, we see Christ coming back. Angels came with him, and angels went back with him. The angels, the witnesses right there. Now let's go read this a little bit more. This is somewhat maybe boring to you, reading about all of the different things that were put in here, but each and every article is absolute necessity for portraying the person of Jesus Christ. And we'll look at it a little bit as we go. Then he made the altar of burnt offering of acacia wood. And wood burns, people. Miraculously, it didn't burn. He made the altar of burnt offering of acacia wood, 5 cubits long, all right, 5 times 18 inches, and 5 cubits wide, square and 3 cubits high. And he made its horns and its 4 corners, its horns being of one piece with it, and he overlaid it with bronze. Bronze is what? A type of judgment. Wood, Jesus in humanity was had the wrath of God put upon him for our iniquities. He paid for our sins. And he made all the utensils of the altar and the pails and the shovels and the basins and the flesh hooks and the fire pans, and he made all these utensils of judgment, bronze. All the utensils were made of bronze, judgment. Because this is talking about the sacrificial death of Christ on the cross of Calvary. And he made the altar of grating bronze network beneath under its ledge and reaching halfway up. He cast four rings on the four ends of the bronze grating as holders for the poles. And he made the poles of acacia wood and overlaid them with bronze. Jesus Christ's humanity and the judgment of God was upon him brass. Everything else, this is the judgment of God. That's the cross of Calvary right there. That's the cross of Calvary. That altar, brazen altar, that is Calvary. Everything else around there is wood covered with gold, but now we're going to have humanity judged in the person of Jesus Christ. And he inserted the poles into the rings on the sides of the altar which were to carry it, and he made it hollow with planks. And moreover, he made the laver of bronze with its base of bronze from the mirrors of the serving women who served in the doorway of the tent of meeting. Now he took the looking glasses. Jesus Christ, we see him at John's baptism there when John baptized him, and the Father spoke from heaven and said, "This is my Son in whom I am well pleased." The Holy Spirit came down and landed on him like a dove, so to speak. These are theophanies. These are theophanies where God comes down and condescends so that we can understand that the whole triune God was there. The mirrors, the woman looked at themselves. God said, "Look, this is my Son. Look, this is my Son." And secondarily, when we come in to the person of Jesus Christ and the sacrifice of him and asking for forgiveness of sins and salvation, the next step is baptism. And that baptism, we look at ourselves, we are forgiven. We're baptized because of the remission of sins, not for the remission of sins. We are baptized because of the remission of sins. Extension or limitation of thought or verbal action, that's the Greek word ace. Page 119. An analytical Greek lexicon, by the way. We see this in Christ, and we see it in our baptism when we come before a body of believers, and that brass pillars there, that those five pillars are standing on, the brass basins or foundations that they're standing on, is judgment. In the church, we're baptized before we become a member of church. Then we have the Lord's Supper. We have a place to pray. And that's where we're enlightened with the Holy Spirit of God in a special way in His Shekinah glory. Verse number 9. And he made the court for the south side of the hangings of the court were of fine twisted linen, 100 cubits. 100 cubits. 20 pillars. And there are 20 sockets made of bronze, again bronze, brass. The hooks of the pillars and their bands were of silver. Redemption. Judgment and then redemption. By God judging His Son, we have redemption. And the north side, there were 100 cubits and their pillars. And their 20 sockets were of bronze, and the hooks of the pillars and their bands were of silver. And for the west side, there's a hangings of 50 cubits, and there are 10 pillars and 10 sockets, and the hooks of pillars and their bands were of silver. But the rest of the 50, of the east side, 50 cubits, and the hanging on one side of the grate was 15 cubits, and three pillars and their sockets, and their three sockets. And so for the other side of on both sides of the gate and of the court were hangings of 15 cubits with their three pillars and their three sockets. And all the hangings of the court were all round about were a fine twisted linen, white righteousness. Because of Christ's righteousness, because of God's judgment upon him and the wrath of God upon him, we have redemption. Over and over and over, this is what it's teaching. And the sockets of the pillars were of bronze. And the hooks of the pillars and their bands were of silver, and the overlaying of their tops of silver, and all of the pillars of the court were furnished with silver bands. Redemption, 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 redemption. Once you're in Christ, you're redeemed. And the screen of the gate court was the work of the weaver of blue and purple and scarlet material. Blue, heavenly, purple, royalty, and scarlet, the blood of Jesus Christ. And fine twisted linen. And the length was 20 cubits, and the height was 5 cubits, and corresponding to the hangings of the court. And there are four pillars, and their four sockets were of bronze, judgment. And the hooks were of silver, redemption. And the overlaying of their tops and their bands were of silver, redemption, and then silver. And all the pegs of the tabernacle and all the court were around were made of bronze, judgment. Everything that touched the ground was bronze, because Jesus, the Son of God, touched the ground. And when Jesus came into this world, he came into this world to be judged for our sins, not for his. This is the number of the things of the tabernacle, for the tabernacle of the testimony. The word tabernacle there means the assembling place. As they were numbered according to the command of Moses for the service of the Levites by the hand of Ithamar and the son of Aaron the priest. Now, Bezalel, the son of Uri, the son of Ur, of the tribe of Judah, made all that the Lord had commanded Moses. And with him, Oholiab, the son of Ahishmach, of the tribe of Dan, an engraver and skillful workman, and a weaver of blue, and in purple, and in scarlet material, and fine linen. This was really fine, tremendous work. This was masterpieces of weaving. And all the gold that was used for the work, and all the work of the sanctuary, even the gold of the wave offering, was 29 talents, 730 shekels, according to the shekel of the sanctuary. And the silver of those of the congregation who were numbered was 100 talents and 1,775 shekels according to the shekel of the sanctuary. This is a lot of value, people. A lot of value. And a beka, a head that is a half shekel according to the shekel of the sanctuary, for each one who passed over to those who were numbered from 20 years over and upward were 603,550 men. And 100 talents of silver were casting of the sockets, and the sanctuary, and the sockets of the veil, and 100 sockets for the 100 talents, a talent of socket. Every socket around here stood upon, when you got in there, every socket stood upon the redemption of Jesus Christ. And of the 1,775 shekels, he made hooks for the pillars, and overlaid their tops, and made bands for them. And the bronze of the wave offering was 70 talents and 2,400 shekels. And with it he made the sockets into the doorway of the tent of meeting. That's the ones I told you about. Judgment. The doorway of the meeting, this is a Kadesh here, the holy place. Before Jesus could ever go back to heaven, he had to have the judgment of God upon him. That was his purpose, that he came to earth. And before he could go back home, he had to die on that cross of Calvary. And the sockets of the court all around, the sockets of the gate of the court, and all the pegs of the tabernacle, and all the pegs of the court all around were made of bronze, judgment. Do you understand that this tabernacle stands for the redemption of all humankind through the person of Jesus Christ only? God sent his Son. Galatians 4 and 4. For when the fullness of time had come, God sent forth his Son, made of a woman, made under the law, that he might redeem those that were under the law. All the judgment, all the wrath of God was upon our Savior. Every one of your sins was upon his shoulder, upon his head there on the cross of Calvary. This ought to humble us a lot. as you look at the tabernacle, you realize that this is talking about the humiliation, the judgment of God upon your Savior, that He, the redemption of that we get into heaven is not by what we do, but by grace alone. For in grace you're having been saved through faith, and that not of yourselves, is a gift of God, not of works, lest any man should boast. All of this preaching of the New Testament is in the tabernacle. Our redemption. For we are redeemed not with the blood of bulls and goats, but with the precious blood of Jesus Christ, our Savior. Is He your Savior? He's either going to be your Savior or your judge at the end of time. Our Father, we're going to send this message out now. I hope to honor and glorify You wherever it goes in the world. Please use it. Please let Your children see what You paid, what Your Son paid for their redemption. As we look in this beautiful world, we see the things that You make. We see the provision that You provide for us every day. And we thank You for it. And most of all, Father, we thank You for what Jesus did and that portrayal of Him in the tabernacle. Please forgive me where I fail You. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen.